Yes, I'm Jason Dinesen. Utah beat the Minnesota Wild on Friday 5-2. Coach John Hines on the Wild falling behind 3-0 and never being able to get back into the game.
No, I thought a big issue tonight wound up after, I'd say, the first 12 minutes of the first. I just thought our puck play was, you know, we just fed their transition and their offense like that. And, you know, I thought that was the biggest difference in the game.
The Wild are back at home on Sunday to host St. Louis at 4 p.m. The New York Yankees beat the Minnesota Twins in spring training on Friday 17-5. The Twins play Boston today. The Minnesota Timberwolves are at Denver tomorrow with tip-off at 2:30. Minnesota United plays their home opener today at Allianz Field against Cincinnati. The game starts at 2:30. The Minnesota Frost have placed Kendall Coyne Schofield on long-term injured reserve because of an upper body injury sustained in the Winter Olympics. The Frost are at Montreal tomorrow. In the WCHA playoffs, St. Cloud State beat Minnesota 1-0 in overtime in Game 1 of the best-of-three series. Game 2 is today in Minneapolis. In men's hockey, Minnesota lost to Michigan 4-2. The Gophers earn a split against the Wolverines as they had won Thursday's game. Coach Bob Motzko says he thinks the Gophers played better in this game than in the win on Thursday.
Our guys were playing their tails off. We were playing great hockey. You know, it's a very good team on the road, and that's a sign of what's coming.
In men's college basketball, the Gophers host UCLA at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Gopher women's basketball is at Illinois tomorrow. Gopher baseball beat Kansas on Friday, while Gopher softball split a pair of games on Friday. I'm Jason Dinesen, and this is Sports on MNN.